I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. As a new week begins, members of Congress are calling for better security at America's airports. This comes after a shooting at one late last week. LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, is one of the busiest in the U.S. Last Friday, it was shut down after shots were fired inside the airport's Terminal 3. Law enforcement officials say a gunman walked up to a security checkpoint and shot a TSA officer, killing him. Authorities say the gunman continued through the terminal, wounding two other TSA officers and one passenger. The alleged gunman was eventually shot by airport police and is now in the hospital. The TSA officer who was killed was Gerardo Hernandez. He was working as a travel document checker. He's the first TSA officer to die in the line of duty since the agency was created in 2001. The TSA is the Transportation Security Administration. It was established after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in order to help make the nation's airports and transportation systems more secure. Our next story takes us to Iraq. The last U.S. combat troops left that country nearly 2 years ago, but the fighting never stopped. More than 6,000 people have been killed this year, including hundreds of people in the month of October. A lot of the violence comes from the conflict between Iraq's Sunni and Shia population. Those are the two largest sects of Islam. The civil war happening in Syria is also having an effect on what's going on in Iraq.
The violence never really ended in Iraq. Much of the recent increase in attacks is blamed on the Al-Qaeda-led group, the Islamic State of Iraq. The U.S. military used to boast of the success of having broken the terrorist organization's back. But now, nearly 2 years after the Americans fully withdrew, Al-Qaeda has undeniably resurrected itself. The country's security forces were never really capable of stabilizing the nation, especially without U.S. support and technology. And let's not forget that this is a nation where violence and politics go hand in hand. The actions of the Shia-led government have made it easy for Al-Qaeda and other Sunni extremists to capitalize on the growing discontent, spread their influence, and increase their attacks. There have also been retaliatory attacks by the Shia against the Sunnis. And in recent months, the death toll has reached levels not seen in years. The UN envoy to Iraq called it an accelerated surge in violence. An acceleration the Syrian civil war has helped fuel, blurring battle lines as Al-Qaeda expanded its Iraq operation into Syria over the summer.